Praise the Lord. I was asked to announce a benefit thing that is going on Saturday afternoon, May the 27th at 3 o'clock. Gospel singing, barbecue chicken plates at 4 o'clock, auction at 5:30 at the Hanston Rodeo Arena. If anybody can go and back this cause up, it's a benefit for a Buster Crier. Is that it? Sister. Amen. Can a couple of you fellas come sit with Brother Wayne, please? Amen. Brother Shannon, you're welcome to come up if you'd like. I want to read in Galatians tonight. Galatians 6 tonight for the reading of God's Word. Praise the Lord. Galatians 6, 7 through 9. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, Sunday night we are going to have a get-together for our seniors. Amen. And if we could, Anna is going to get cake and stuff, but if we can bring sandwiches and chips and stuff like that, huh? We're going to honor all of our seniors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow night in the old church, Dale and his school will be giving their awards out. So if you pass by and they're having some, it's not that you want to invite it. Anybody can come. Thank you, mighty God. Can I read tonight? It says here, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. Then it says, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. I know y'all looking at me to pronounce judgment. But that's not my intention tonight. I see this another way here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we pray? Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this benefits, God. We thank you, Lord, for the reading of God's Word tonight, Lord. And we're asking you, Lord, God, right now, Lord, to reach the mighty and your merciful nail-scarred hand down right now upon me, Lord. And use me one more time, mighty God, for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated tonight. I want to speak tonight and use this little thought. The law of sowing. The law of sowing. Amen, amen, amen. We are living in the law of sowing today. Amen, amen. You can't reap nothing if you don't ever plant nothing. Come on now. I had some snap beans brought to me tonight. I didn't plant them, but somebody had to plant them. And when somebody plant them,
then somebody is going to gather a harvest from them tonight. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? And I realize that tonight, a lot of time we use the scripture tonight, friend, when we begin to do bad, then friend, evil's going to fall upon us. But I want to take this tonight and I want to turn it around a little bit here tonight, amen. I realize that tonight, a lot of time we believe this and it happens and everything like that. But I want you to listen at what I got to say here tonight, amen. Let's turn this around tonight. Amen, amen. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap tonight. I realize that tonight if I'm going to, amen, live a sinful life, I'm going to reap, amen, a sinful death tonight. I know that if I live a sinful life, amen, I'm going to reap, amen, an awful destruction, amen, in eternity tonight. But let me tell you this right here tonight. I believe the word of God tell us tonight in the book of Ecclesiastes tonight. Cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days you shall find it. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I believe any time you pray, hallelujah, amen, you're going to reap, amen, after you pray, hallelujah. Any time you begin to be a faithful unto the house of Almighty God, unto Almighty God, hallelujah, you're going to reap your benefits from it tonight, amen. Amen. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Wayne? Hallelujah. You can cast your bread up on the water, and after many days, it's going to return. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm not just coming to church, amen, for the benefits tonight, but I can tell you one thing tonight. I believe I'm going to reap something for, amen, my faithful to the house of God, my dedication unto Almighty God, my consecration in the Holy Ghost tonight to Almighty God tonight. You hear what I'm saying here tonight? Amen. I believe we are in the law of sowing tonight. Amen. I believe that when we begin to sow something tonight, we're going to reap something tonight. Amen. We can sit back tonight and we can just say, well, I'm going to let somebody else do it tonight. Honey, if you want to reap from the benefits tonight, you need to begin to do some sowing tonight. Amen. I said, you're going to need to begin to do some sowing tonight. If you want your children saved tonight, if you want your loved ones saved tonight, you need to get down on your knees and you need to begin to pray until to touch Almighty God tonight. Amen. That's what I'm trying to talk about here tonight. Amen. We are in the law of sowing here tonight. Amen. When you begin to pray, amen, the Bible said anything we ask in prayer believing, we shall receive it tonight. Amen. You ain't never going to get a prayer answered if you never pray a prayer tonight. Come on now. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? You ain't never going to hear from God if you never pray to God tonight. You're never going to get a blessing tonight if you don't never worship God tonight. Amen. That's what I'm trying to tell you here tonight. A lot of time we want to begin to say, yeah, you know what the Bible said. Amen. A man going to reap what he sowed tonight. Yes, sir, honey. The same sin that a man sowed, he's going to reap it tonight. But let me tell you, in the Holy Ghost tonight, amen, we can reap the goodness of Almighty God. We can sow the goodness of Almighty God. And can turn around, we can also reap it tonight, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you plant a grain of corn, it don't grow one ear. Come on. Come on. Huh? I don't know how many. I don't know why I got into my mind, my ear, my mind, or whatever. Amen. How many? Years for stalk? Out of one grain. Huh? You understand what I'm getting at? Why can't we sow some spiritually tonight? And I can guarantee you one thing. You're going to get back triple what you gave. Come on. Huh? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let me say this right here tonight. If we need healing in our bodies tonight, if we need victory in our souls tonight, Won't you just begin to sow a little worship tonight unto Almighty God tonight? You hear me tonight? Amen. I don't believe the jailhouse doors were never shaken and was never well opened until, amen, Paul and Silas began to sow some worship and began to sow some praise and began to sow, amen, some prayer unto Almighty God about midnight. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying here tonight? We want something from God, but we don't want to sow to nothing tonight. But when we begin to lift our hands, when we begin to praise Almighty God, come on, I don't care how bad you feel tonight. I don't care what you're going through it tonight. I don't care how low in your spirit you are tonight. Come on now, any time you give one, God gonna give three back. Hallelujah. Any time you make one step, then God's gonna make two for you tonight. We in the lost zone here tonight. A lot of people set back. Come on now. This ain't a welfare church tonight. This church was bought and this church was purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ tonight. A lot of time we want to set back and want God to do everything tonight. God, touch me, God. Move me, God. Serve me, God. Shake me, God. Honey, let me tell you one thing. If we will begin to put those hands together, if we will begin to lift those hands towards Almighty God, it ain't no telling what's going to happen tonight. Why? Because we're in the law of sword here tonight. I said we're in the law of sword here tonight. Am I telling the truth here? Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, Scripture said I. Scripture said I. Come on, say it with me. I. Let's say it again. I. I. Woo! I can do all things. Come on now. I can do all things. Amen. What are you doing, preacher? I'm showing a little faith. Hallelujah. Come on now. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and an evidence of things not seen tonight. A lot of time we want to sit there and say, God, you know my need. What did I say the other night? Amen. Self-pity ain't nothing but weeping on the devil's shoulder tonight. Come on now. The devil don't care about your feeling. The devil don't care about your moaning. The devil don't care about, amen, nothing about you. But I'm going to tell you, when we begin to show some faith in Almighty God and begin to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, I can guarantee you what. You can leave this building a different person in Christ. You can leave this building feeling different in your body. You can leave this building refreshed in the Holy Ghost and renewed in the Spirit of God, because we live it in the law of sowing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Come on. You understand what I'm saying? I just don't feel like I can get no words here. But I'm going to. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God's good. You understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The word says give. Woo, hallelujah. Give. Give. What are you saying, brother friend? He says sow. Sow. Woo, hallelujah. He says sow. He says, so. Oh, Brother Freeman, I can't afford to give. That's why you can't. Come on now. Amen. My wife used to have an old uncle. His name was Mitch. Amen. What was her name? Sister Hazel might know her. Agnes.
No.
Anyway, but old Mitch, he lived up around Galbert. He was set in the door of the house all day long, like this. Said, you drive up? He said, y'all get out and come on in. He said, you couldn't come in because Mitch was sitting in the doorway. And said he was set like that and would turn like that. And turned like that. And said his head had ward that wood, slick as slick can be there. Amen. And said, during winter time, so they'd be in there trying to eat and everything. And said, old Mitch began to say, well, when summer gets here, when spring get here, I'm going to get old Ball out. I'm going to hook old Ball up. And I'm going to plow. And I'm going to plant everything that you can turn a fart to. Said his wife, old Sweet, said, boy, that Mitch sure farmed funny. Said he talks all about farming in the wintertime. Then when the summer gets here, he don't plant a thing. Amen. He sure farms funny. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Frame? A lot of people tonight to talk about how they need it tonight. Amen. And how God can bless tonight. But they won't never give tonight. Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. God don't like a tightwad tonight. God don't like somebody that's stingy tonight. Amen. But the Word of God said, give and it shall be given unto you. Hello? Come on now. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? And I'm going to tell you right here. Don't let everybody know what you give and how much you give and when you give and everything like that. Hallelujah. Because the Word said, let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing tonight. But the Bible said, give and it shall be given unto you. Press down. Shake it. Run it over. Shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying tonight? Any time you want a blessing financial, why don't you try to give? Give until it hurts, and then give some more. Hallelujah. And that's when God's going to begin to bless you tonight, because we are in the law of sowing. Say this. I go to church. I pay my tithes. And everybody else blessed more than I am. Are they? Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. One time, Brother Wayne and Sister Sue and my wife, and believe Anna Crystal was riding down through not Charles Park, amen, Landmark. Amen. And let me tell you one thing, a lot of those houses down there, friend, ain't even got curtains hanging up in the houses. Huh, Sister Sue? They got sheets hanging up in the windows, and if they ain't got sheets, they ain't got nothing. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I'm saying whether you believe it or not, friend, they owe bills just like we do. Come on out. The rich man hates the poor man today. You know why the rich man hates the poor man today? We can drive a Mercedes Benz just like they can. Come on now. We can drive, amen, BMW just like the rich man. We might have to eat pinto beans every meal to do it, but we can do it. Come on now. We can live right next door. Come on. Amen, amen. Me and Brother Dwayne went and Charles Cherrier bought some crawfish one time. We have a crawfish boil here. Amen. He bought some from Sister Hetty. Me and Brother Dwayne went down in Landmark to take those crawfish to. His wife looked at us and said, don't bring them things up in my house. You know what, friend? We can live right next to Charles Cherrier down in Landmark or Watermark or wherever it is. Hallelujah. Amen. If we are willing, amen, to eat beans, amen, and pay the notes, amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing today. It tells the saints of God, you give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken, running over with men, amen, heap into your bosom. Then it turned right around and said, amen, and for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Y'all ready me to quit? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Let me finish that statement I was trying to get at. It does look like some sinners is blessed more than we are, Sister Lamb. But old David said this, my feet almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But then, Brother Boo, he said, but when I walked into the house of God, when I walked into the house of God, I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit right here, okay? Brother Wayne, sometimes people can't read between the lines, amen? He said, when I walked into the house of God, and I began to feel the presence of Almighty God, I began to feel the Holy Ghost moving up and down my spine. Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He said, then I saw their end and my end. Hallelujah! And the Bible said, for me to live is Christ, but for me to die is a gain. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? You might get down sometime, but I'm going to tell you, just keep on a sowing. Keep on a sowing. Keep on a sowing. Because, Brother Wayne, this is here. It's not our reward, amen. I said, this is not our reward, amen. But our reward is beyond in heaven with Almighty God when He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. A crown of life thou have won. I'm going to tell you one thing. That's not what's matter. Amen. I read a sign on a Catholic church the other day, friend. The best thing, amen, that you can save for the future is your soul. Amen. 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 And let me tell you this, friend. If I break down every time I try to go somewhere,
preaching this gospel. I don't want to quit it, friend. You know why, friend? Because, amen, all I'm doing is sowing. And the Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. Oh, Sister Lambert, there's been some discouraging time. There's been some low moments, Sister Malone. But let me tell you one thing, friend. Amen. We went through drought as a kid there. But let me tell you, that them garden depended upon whether we ate that winter. And let me tell you, friend. Amen. What's going to depend on whether or not we, amen, endure for eternity, amen, is whether or not we live or quit or keep on going today. Amen. Just try. Just try your best is all I'm asking. Some people can reach so far. Follow what I'm saying? The person reaching, friend, hear me. The person reaching, adventure is going to get weary and going to want to give up. If you don't try. If you don't try. We live in the day of sowing. John in Revelation, he saw a people without number. Of this world, who was not lured off, amen, by the lowness of other people, friend, but some that endured unto the end, and they heard the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful son. I'm not going to look right now, but who has been discouraged this week and even thought about quitting? You can put your hands down. I saw Brother Dwayne's on one I saw. Amen. Brother Dwayne, you know who that was that John saw on the island called Patmos? I don't believe that was the nation of Israel alone. Come on. I said, I don't believe that was the nation of Israel alone. Amen. I don't believe, friend, that was people without the Holy Ghost. I don't believe that was the angels he saw. But I believe that was the church of the living God that he saw in heaven without number. You know what they was doing in heaven, friend? They was dancing around the throne of God. Sister Elsie, why do we want to go to heaven?
so we don't have to have no more sickness, no more pain, no more trouble, no more heartaches. We want to go to heaven because we love Jesus. We want to go to heaven because Jesus suffered and died and for the ungodly tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We talk about the streets. One fellow told me one time, he said, preachers and a lot of people all the time say there's streets of gold in heaven. He said, there's not but one street in heaven. Friend, I'm going to tell you, one street with Jesus, friend, will be worth it all. I don't know. It might not be a first and second and third street or nothing like that. If it would be, somebody had to be living in the ghetto. Somebody had to be living. It don't matter where I'm living, on the outskirt or on the inskirt. As long as I'm inside. Amen, amen, amen. But come on, we talk about the gold. We talk about the walls of jasper, the gates of pearl. Come on now. Ever so often, a gate is a solid pearl. Amen. But you know what, friend? I was reading in the book of Revelation yesterday morning there. It said the 4 and the 20 elders, amen, was around the throne praising and magnifying Almighty God. And said, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb, amen, that was slain before the foundation of the world. Come on now. What are we working for, friend? We are working for a crown of life in heaven. But the Bible says, Sister Elsie, amen, that the 4 and 20 elders took the crown that was on their head, amen, and cast them at the feet of him that sat upon the throne and said, worthy, worthy, worthy is he that said that was slain before the foundation of the world. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? The crown didn't mean a hill of bean. I said the crown didn't mean a hill of bean tonight. Hallelujah. The gold didn't mean nothing tonight. The gates of pearl did not mean nothing. The walls of jasper did not mean nothing. But for limited, Jesus Christ is what meant it all. Hallelujah. You know why he's so precious to us? Because over 2,000 years ago, he gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly than I. We are in the law of sowing and I. Come on now. If we would worship God, if we would praise God, if we would magnify God, God could help us and deliver us out of anything tonight. Amen. I don't know whether I got my point over to you or not yet. If I didn't, well, ask somebody else. Friend, what I'm trying to tell you tonight, try. Amen. We've been trying to water these plants. We're going to water them, ain't we, Brother Wayne, until the rain comes. Huh? I believe I'm telling the truth tonight.
Amen.
How many wants victory tonight, friend? We ain't going to get it by sitting back and saying, I need it.
Come on.
You know what a backslider's going to tell you tonight? When you tell them, say, you need to get back in the church. I know. Scripture said, he that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it's sin. Did that make any sense? Amen. Sister Brandy, I got one other thing in my notes here. Man of God, told by God, the Lord's got to have a house. Your house is on. Because you're fixing to die. When the man of God left, Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and began to pray. You know what he said? Lord, you know the way that I have lived for you. Come on. Sometimes, friend, our only hope in the situation we are in, friend, is our past life. Come on. You heard me tell the story of Uncle Johnny. He said, if a tornado ever come, I'm going to get in the middle of the pee pad. I said, why? He said, they saved my life during the depression. They can do it again. Some of you elders here tonight, Sister Hazel, when I was a kid, friend, we didn't have food stamps. I remember one time they come through school and they were like giving free tickets to people that qualified. And I had a stepdad and I had a daddy. I thought we was in high cotton. I went before the woman to be what surveyed or whatever. She said, what does your daddy do for a living? I said, my daddy cut pulp wood and my stepdad's on unemployment. I thought they was doing good. She said, well, you qualify then. We would take the burlap sack and go down through that exhibit building in the fairground over in Natchitoches and pull. Wasn't no pride. Everybody was doing it, friend. But you know what, friend? That depended on whether or not we ate. Then we would work every day in that garden, friend. When we'd wake up in the morning, me and Mama would go to that pea patch. And poor Mama, she wouldn't let everybody in her pee pad. You'd have to take your foot and do like this and work you down through the feet. She said if you stomp those peas down, you would kill them and they wouldn't reproduce. Come on now, I'm trying to write. What do you say, friend? Them peas determine whether or not we ate that winter. Peas while the other kids was cleaning the house. Then when we got those peas picked, we all sat on the porch drinking tea. Tea! Tea! Kool-Aid! We saw that once a month. Son, we was poor. I got off school bus one day and I thought I saw a roach with his suitcase packed. Y'all follow what I'm saying? I'm through. I'm shutting up now. You know what was so bad? Just climbing. I'm going to save you home. That is, we didn't have a deep freeze. We had those quart jars. You had to wash those things out. And my old head would go down in the thing still.
You better worship God when you can, because one day you might want to worship God and God might not let you. Y'all can call me what y'all want, friend. I believe in the almanac. My daddy planted some cucumbers one time. He said, "Man, we're going to have some cucumbers." I said, "Why?" He said, "Man, we got blooms everywhere is that." But you know what? When the little cucumbers began to come on, they started falling off. He said, "Let me get that almanac out." He said, "Well, I planted them cucumbers on bloom day. It works. It works. This works too, friend. Amen. This works here too. You hear me? A lot of people might say, well, I don't believe that. I don't go along with that. Honey, let me tell you one thing. Don't buck it till you try it. Amen. I remember when Dayla was a baby, was trying to wean her. My mama told my wife, said, "Won't you wean that baby when the sign is in the knees?" I said she'd be easy to wean. My wife looked at me and grabbed Dayla's knees. Said, "How in the world can I tell when the sign's in her knees?" I said, "Not her knees." Amen. That is that a boy or girl? What? That's a boy in an almanac, huh? Huh? It's a figure. They tell me you can cut a hog or... Yeah. Huh?
So it's time to cut a hog. You got to make sure it's underneath too.
Y'all hear what he's saying? Cut a hog.
This here's been around more than that, ain't it?